stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
Welcome back from another trip to Disney.
I'm always there.
You're always there.
Is it another trip or is it just, I live
there?
It's
just another weekend. Another weekend for Michaela. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. She went to go experience, what is it called? Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at the Magic Kingdom. So we're going to look into that here in a little bit for you.
Right. So we'll jump into the news.
First. All right. So since we're already kind of talking about Walt Disney World, let's talk about it's a new gingerbread cabin display at the Wilderness Lodge.
I'm really excited about this because have you ever gone to see any of the gingerbread displays?
I've seen the gingerbread displays at the Grand Floridian, and it was
amazing.
And the smell.
Oh, I know. Just smells like Christmas.
And the fact that they have one at the Wilderness Lodge now just makes it feel homey. The smell of gingerbread.
Love it.
And, oh my gosh, it is huge. So much goes into these things.
You work forever.
And it opened, like the display, I shouldn't say opened, but finished just in time for yesterday. It opened at 1, so Wednesday. So today you could go from now until the end of the season. I'm not sure when the last day is, but I know that throughout November and December, you could see the display up.
And I didn't realize, I always thought it was just at the Grand Floridian. I didn't realize that it's also at the Contemporary Resort and Disney's Beach Club.
Yes.
So
all really different. Cool. They're not the same.
Right. And the Yacht Club always has a really beautiful like Christmas display. Like they have a train and a beautiful tree that's very, you know, like not naval. What's the word I'm looking for? It's very yacht centric, boats and anchors and
nautical.
I couldn't think of it. but like all the Christmas decorations around the Walt Disney World Resort are just out of control. So if you're in Florida and it's hard for you to get into the holiday spirit because it's 85 degrees outside and palm trees, it's a great way to go do it and, you know, not have to go to the parks. You can go check out the resorts.
Yes, you don't have to pay for parking. You just tell them at the security that you're going to come in to see the display and they'll let you in.
And they shouldn't give you a problem unless there's a big event happening and they don't have a lot of parking. But or just tell them you're eating at one of the restaurants, too.
Yeah.
That works sometimes, too. Little tip. All right. So Epcot Festival of the Arts has been announced. They have like a festival going on all year round. And this is right after the new year kicks off. And I have not been to this one yet, so I really don't know what it's about.
Okay, so the Festival of the Arts, it's my favorite festival. It's one of the shorter festivals at Epcot, but they have a lot of displays of art in a sense of like drawings.
Okay.
And they also have chalk art.
Oh, cool.
It's almost different every weekend.
Oh, that's neat. Well, and yeah, because it rains in Florida.
Right. So but it's not that rainy in the time the arts festival. It's in January and February.
Okay.
And they released the schedule for the Disney on Broadway. So they have people who were in Disney shows on Broadway.
Performing.
So they're
I thought these were artist names. I'm like,
those are artist names.
Oh, okay. But those aren't the Broadway performers.
Those are the Broadway performers.
Oh, so artists as singers.
Yeah,
not
sorry.
Like pencil and paper.
No, but they do have people who are artists.
Right.
That come through. And sometimes you go to those Disney stores for like the art pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall in love with one, sometimes those artists do come and sign their pieces.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you do love art and you like to collect it, the artists are there to sign. But this list that I'm showing you is the Broadway artists or singers, the people who were on Disney on Broadway. And a big name here, if you know Broadway, would be Kara Lindsay. She's like probably the biggest name.
Okay,
Ashley Brown.
Why should we recognize them?
So, Kara Lindsay would be a big name because she was in the original Newsies on Broadway in New York.
Oh, I love that Broadway show.
She was the main girl.
Oh, it's so good.
And then Ashley Brown was the original Mary Poppins on Broadway in New York.
And Mary Poppins having a huge resurgence since that new movie came out.
Yes.
They're going to be adding that Mary Poppins area to Epcot. So everybody loves Mary Poppins.
Yes. So we have Chrissy Simmons and Alton Fitzgerald White, which were in the original Lion King.
Okay.
Heidi Bleckenstaff, which I don't see her as a big artist, but a lot of people do because she was in the, what was that movie that they had on Disney Channel? I can't think of it. It was
Zombies. No. Descendants.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
The
Got it.
Musical Freaky Friday. She did that.
Okay.
Then Gavin Lee. I didn't think Gavin Lee was here, but he's also the original Bert.
From
Mary Poppins on Broadway. And then we also have Kara Lindsay with her husband, Kevin Massey, who played Tarzan on Broadway. Not the original, but he played Tarzan.
Okay.
And then Ashley Brown, like we said, and Josh Strickland. He played the original Tarzan on Disney on Broadway. And then we have two unannounced people, or it's one, I don't know. But if you say unannounced, so we'll see who gets announced there. If you're not a huge Broadway person, I would still try to go to this because my fiance isn't. Mm-hmm. And then I went to go take him for the first time 2 years ago when Ashley Brown and Josh Strickland were there, and he fell in love with Josh Strickland's
voice.
Okay,
we're going.
It's
we're
wonderful.
Going. We are going. So yeah, go check that out on the Disney website. They'll have that, I'm sure, listed for the schedule.
Right.
All right, moving up, I-4 to Universal Orlando. Endless Summer Resort Dockside Inn and Suites. It's a new resort.
It is a new hotel opening
Where
up.
Are they finding the room for the... I mean, we already know they have to move the new park across one of the streets. But this is opening March 17th, 2020. Mm-hmm. It's a budget price hotel as low as $85 a night. Oh, I know where they're finding the room. It's
yes.
going to be placed where the Wet n Wild used to be.
I know you said that and I know exactly.
Let me just keep reading, you idiot. And the first phase, Surfside Inn and Suites, opened last June. I had no idea.
They have a lot of hotels coming up, especially since they have three parks right now and then a fourth.
Three parks. Oh, yes. I keep forgetting about Volcano Bay. They are just building. They're just growing so fast. So a new place for you to stay starting March 17th, 2020, $85 a night.
You can't beat that. Really.
SeaWorld Orlando Christmas Celebration, November 23rd through December 31st. I can't believe we're already talking about Christmas.
We're about 10 days away.
I know.
For that. That is crazy.
I know. My dad was sending me ideas for Christmas presents, and I'm like, oh my goodness. How many weeks do we have left? Starting to stress out, Michaela. Starting to stress out. Busch Gardens Tampa Christmas Town kicks off November 16th and runs through January 6th.
This weekend.
I know, and I'm actually going to go check it out with my dad. He's in town this weekend, and we're going to go check it out. So hopefully I'll have a report on all of that next week. They're going to have special entertainment, the Holiday Sing-Along Train, Christmas on Ice Show, which I love a good ice show. Elmo's Christmas Wish, Christmas from the Heart, Three Kings Journey, Carol of the Bells, and more. I used to know how to play Carol of the Bells on the piano.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I quit piano.
Oh.
and then Lights on Tigris, which I've never been on Tigris, nor have I been on Cheetah Hunt. It's been a while since I've been to Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to try to get on a couple of those this weekend. And
Tigris.
Then this is what I'm super excited about because I no longer live in a house. I live in a condo. So I don't get to decorate the exterior of my home with Christmas lights, which I used to love to do. But now I can kind of live vicariously through this new Luminosity Lane. It's an immersive light tunnel synchronized to favorite holiday tunes. Yes! So
I want to hear what you have to say about that next week.
So excited. I love Christmas lights. They just make me happy. And then, of course, the meet and greet with Santa and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we talked about this last week. It's Rudolph from the Claymation special.
Yes, my favorite.
I actually got to meet Rudolph a couple years ago and got my photo with him.
Oh, yeah?
It's my Christmas card every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, when I do digital ones and I just post it on Instagram and say, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, here's my photo.
Aww.
And then it's also, Busch Gardens Christmas Town is also nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Theme Park Holiday Events. You can vote from now until Monday, December 3rd at 12 p.m. Eastern. So get one of our local parks on that list.
Yes,
go
please.
Vote. And then Legoland Florida They're offering free admission for veterans in November. We've talked about this before. So a couple weeks to take advantage of that deal left. And then holidays presented by Hallmark, the all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week Christmas movie station, where you always have a girl who's had a rough time at work. She goes on a business
trip.
She's
a big city girl.
Big city girl having a rough time at work. She decides, or she gets sent on a work trip to a small town.
Or goes back home.
Or goes back home and then meets some guy and his dad ends up being Santa Claus, or he's an elf or something like that.
He's helping the town build a church.
Yep. Something like that. That's the Hallmark movie. Every single one. They all end the same.
But they're so cute.
They are. They make me happy. So holidays presented by Hallmark at Legoland Florida this year. And it's not an additional ticket. It's included in price of admission. And a lot of the holiday stuff going on at the parks, including Universal Orlando, a lot of that stuff is not an extra ticket. It's not like Halloween Horror Nights a lot. A lot of it's included in the price of admission.
Right.
So
the only one which we're about to talk about is that is the specialty ticket is the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Right. But you can still go to the parks and see all the Christmas decorations.
Absolutely.
Or
they're,
holiday
they're
decorations.
Up, yeah. They're there. And also, you don't even need a park admission like we talked about, right. The displays that they have at the resorts.
Right. So make sure you check all that out. But holidays presented by Hallmark runs starting November 29th through the 30th. And it runs select weekends and days December 1st, December 7th through 8th, 14th through 15th, 20th through 31st. So check that out.
Lego Santa. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Lego Santa.
I want to meet Lego Santa.
Lego Santa never ages.
Never. No wrinkles.
Nope.
Nope. Always a smile on his
always
face.
Always a smile on his face. Doesn't need bathroom breaks.
Never hair, not a hair out of place.
Nope. And you know, Santa's in the malls. If, you know, this is technically recreation too.
Absolutely.
All of Santa's helpers are in the malls now. So,
isn't the West Shore Mall? I know that for that they start this weekend.
Possibly, yes, if that's what you heard. I was at International Plaza and Bay Street in Tampa last weekend, and Santa was there meeting kids. So they're going to be if they're not there already, Santa's helpers are going to be popping up in the malls and get there early. Like, go now to get your Santa photo because, you know, the week of Christmas, and we have one less week this year between Christmas and Thanksgiving. So it's going to be crazy. It's a condensed time this year. And so if you want your kids to go take a photo with Santa, go now and get it out of the way because it's going to get crazy.
Yeah, I actually just saw this list of where you could find Santa in the Tampa Bay area.
Ooh, send that to me.
Yes. Santa's house at Busch Gardens Christmastown.
Yep.
Santa at Zoot Tampa's Christmas in the Wild. Christmas Lane at the Florida Strawberry Festival Fairgrounds.
Yep.
Saturdays with Santa at the Florida Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Santa's Flight Academy at International Plaza and Bay Street.
Yep.
Santa at the Westfield Citrus Park. Photos with Santa at West Shore Plaza. Santa's here at Westfield Brandon. Photos with Santa at the shops at Wiregrass. The Premium Outlets also have Santa. Tyrone Square in St. Pete. Westfield Countryside. Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the Bass Pro Shop Santa is awesome.
Is he?
I've heard. It's great. People love doing it.
The Hyde Park Village and in the Winter Wonderland at downtown Clearwater. So that's Tampa Bay area.
Yep. So just do a Google search. I'm sure you'll be able to find a list like that.
And I heard that this is years past. I don't know if they're going to announce it again, but I know that Petland sometimes brings
Santa for the pets.
Petland or PetSmart. They sometimes bring Santa for some photos.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out
and
for
your
that.
Pet.
All right, Michaela.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Here we go.
Here we go. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. You went on Monday night. Give me the rundown. Let's go.
So I went on the 11th, November 11th. It was so fun. I got there a little later than I usually do because with these parties, you could enter in as early as 4 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And they sift everyone out from the regular day at 6, and the party officially starts at 7.
Nice.
So I got there at 8. I thought, oh, it's going to be too late. It was not. It was actually very wonderful because there was no crowds in the front.
Nice.
So we walked right in. They put our little wristband on and we entered in the most perfect timing, though, because it was snowing on Main Street.
Oh!
Yes!
I see you have the map here. I love a good theme park map. Let me open this while you talk about
it. Was, oh my gosh.
Please never get rid of the maps. I know we're all digital and we all have phones in our pocket and everything, but please, I love
the physical map.
It smells like theme park too.
And when you feel this one, it's like, it's thicker. I feel like it's wet resistant. Honestly.
Water resistant.
Oh my gosh. Because I actually did spill something like hot chocolate.
Oh, I would have never known.
And you would have never known because it's all done up.
All right, Michaela, take us through the party while I gander at the map.
So with this wonderful party, different than the Halloween party, there's a lot more shows that they have.
Yay, I love shows.
And to start it all off, not only people who get to enjoy the party, people who are actually leaving the park get to see a Frozen holiday wish. There's two showings on the nights where you have the party. There's one at 6:15 and the second one is at 8:15. And it's called a Frozen holiday wish because Queen Elsa uses her ice powers to decorate the castle, but it's so adorable. My hairs on my arms are standing up thinking about it. So Kristoff, Anna, Elsa, Olaf are all there, and they're talking about, you know, the holiday season.
Which, Frozen 2 comes out next Friday.
I know.
So excited.
I know. I'm very, very excited.
Okay. So that was on the castle forecourt stage.
That was. So it's right in front of the castle.
8:15. And it's on this map.
Yeah, the 8:15 one is only for the party guests.
Okay.
But if you don't have a ticket to the party, you can see the 6:15 showing.
Ooh.
Yes.
Michaela tip of the day.
So if you don't want to go to the party, but you want to see the Frozen holiday wish, you could see it then. And then there's Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration.
Oh, yes.
And that one is multiple showings throughout the night. And that one's been going on for 3 years now. But it's so cute because it's so in the time. There's a part of the Most Merriest Celebration where Daisy is texting Donald and they all have their smartphones and they're like, Christmas isn't Christmas without you here. Like they're singing that.
I love that.
And they're like dancing with the phones.
Cute.
And Clarabelle shows up. You barely see Clarabelle.
She only makes appearances at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. It seems like that she's got a very busy schedule.
She has her own parade float and she has a part in the Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration.
That's all they can afford her for, is Very Merry Christmas Party. Clarabelle, her rates are way too high.
She is. She's very busy. And there is another show, if I don't mind me looking, because I always forget the names of them. There is the...
Do you need glasses, Michaela?
I don't.
You're 10 years younger than me, and you're holding it across the room.
Oh, my gosh. This is a newer one. The Storybook Circus Disney Junior Jingle Jam, which is at Storybook Circus, of course. Okay. And a lot of the Disney Junior characters are there. And it goes throughout the night. There's no specific time.
Oh, cool.
It's just from 7 p.m. to midnight. So you could pop in.
Nice.
And if you want your child to get a picture with Vampirina, you could quickly be like, Vampirina, can I take a photo? And you just quickly get one. That's what I usually do.
You're one of those parents.
I am. Well, I'm not a parent.
No,
but
you will be.
I'm like, Dominic, get in there. It's my fiance. And then there's a Totally Tomorrowland Christmas, which they have set times. It's at the Rocketeer Plaza stage, which is right next to Space Mountain.
Yep.
It has Stitch and Buzz Lightyear.
To infinity and beyond.
So great. And then one of my favorite ones is The Edge Effect, which is an a cappella group singing Christmas songs. And that is at the Rocketeer Plaza stage as well.
Okay.
It's just like, it goes back and forth.
Okay.
And then Club Tinsel is where they pop all the jams.
All the Christmas jams.
Oh, yes. It's awesome. And the polar
dance
bear
party.
Comes out and he's
dance
dancing
party.
And having a good old time. And then something that's very, very new is the Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks Show.
Okay. What's your verdict?
It's honestly so wonderful because I don't like in your face, like music, like the lyrics, like just jamming. I like it to be a very subtle, just instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was like. And Minnie was hosting it all.
Oh.
So
Minnie
it would,
getting her due.
Right?
Man.
It would go back and forth from Christmas songs to Minnie talking. And whenever Minnie was talking, the whole castle was polka dotted.
Nice.
Of course, it's Minnie Mouse. And the parade. I love the parade, and one of my favorite things to wear to watch the parade would either be if you are tired and you don't want to really move and you just want to watch the parade, go to the start of the parade, which is Frontierland, right next to Pico Bills. There's a lot of seating there, mm-hmm. and it's not reserved. Mm-hmm. So get there early and just grab a spot to sit in and watch the parade from the start. And if you wanted to ride Big Thunder right after the parade, you could, as soon as the parade's over, you cross that street and you go right to the ride. Yeah. As everyone's trying to watch the parade.
Parade, yep.
And then another good one, if you want good pictures, mm-hmm. I would say go on Main Street and mm-hmm. watch the parade. Or if you just want the whole like castle display with the parade, just do it right in front of mm-hmm. Tomorrowland mm-hmm. next to the castle. And a good other spot to, right after the parade's over in your section, go run over to Space Mountain.
Okay.
Which, speaking of Space Mountain, has a holiday twist to it.
Oh.
It has all of, like, Christmas music, like, jamming.
Oh, nice.
Hardcore. Like, what's that? What's the...
The Villains one that they
did? No. What is the Christmas tour that goes on, like, comes to Amalie Arena?
Mannheim Steamroller.
Yes, it's Mannheim Steamroller.
Or Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Which one is it? Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's cool.
Red
and...
As you're riding Space Mountain, that's jamming.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's red and green lights just everywhere.
Oh, fun. I love that they're doing that now. I think that's so cool.
Right?
And then Adventureland, it's the Jingle Cruise, too.
It's the Jingle Cruise. But that one, you don't need to go to the party to partake in that. It's all the time.
All the time during the holidays? Awesome.
Yes.
All right, so then these holiday treats that I'm seeing here,
yes.
are those complimentary?
Yes,
with the price of admission?
So
the last time I went, it was only hot chocolate and cookies. That was it.
Really?
Now they have like a whole freaking like thing. So I'm going to read through it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to read through them. And then you say, I had that and it was delicious, or I had that, or skip. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Ginger molasses cookie.
My favorite. Have it. Must have.
Yum. Snickerdoodle cookie.
Have it. Dominic's favorite. I like it. Not my favorite.
Okay. Peppermint cookie.
Delicious. If it gets you in the spirit. If you love peppermint, must do.
Chocolate chip cookie. I mean.
Classic.
Yeah. Snowman pretzel. I saw this on your Insta story and I got super excited about
it. Yes. It is pretty much the same pretzel that Mickey is the pretzel. Mickey pretzel.
So
but just
good.
A smaller version
just
of it.
Tiny, but it's a snowman version.
It is.
All right. And then beverages available.
Yeah.
Fanta. Wanna Fanta?
Sorry, but no. It's a grape Fanta.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like medicine. But if you like grape, sure. Go ahead.
Eggnog.
I didn't have the eggnog. I'm not a huge eggnog fan.
I'm not either. Hot chocolate. It's always so good.
It was so good. And it wasn't like the Swiss Miss ones. It was like actually made. It was very, very good.
Apple cider.
It's cold apple cider. And
what?
Yes. It tastes like apple juice. So that's
it's
what
cold.
Disappointed me.
I figured it would have been hot.
I know. They used to have it hot, like in years past.
See, that one made me excited, but now I'm not so excited anymore.
I know. It's apple juice.
Okay. And so are there a couple little items that you bought to try?
I didn't get the specialty ones. There's three specialty ones. There's the orange bird.
Yes. Which I learned from you. I never
orange
knew.
Orange bird.
The orange bird Christmas. It's at the Sunshine Tree Terrace. It's an orange-scented white chocolate mousse filled with orange curd and a candied orange peel on top of a citrus almond cream.
Mm. I did not get that, but they do have it just for the guest of the party.
Okay. And then there's a 2B Jolly Float at the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. Peppermint iced coffee and vanilla ice cream top with crushed peppermint and Minnie Mouse chocolate bow. I'll pass.
You don't like peppermint?
No, I don't. And then Olaf's Frozen Hot Chocolate, Main Street Bakery. It's gluten-friendly, chocolate cake, chocolate crisp, chocolate panna cotta, and marshmallow fluff. You had me at marshmallow fluff.
Marshmallow fluff. And the one thing that I had, which I didn't know, but they offer it anytime. You don't need to go to the party to have it, was the Christmas cookie milkshake. It's at Auntie Gravity's in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, let's talk about this because I saw it on your Insta story.
Cookie butter flavor.
Ooh.
Cookie, like cookie shake.
Uh-huh.
And with a bunch of whipped cream and...
Was that a giant marshmallow Mickey?
It was a marshmallow. They call it a Mickey marshmallow straw.
Oh my. It was like the size of my fist.
It was huge.
Looked amazing.
I could not eat that whole thing.
It looked so good.
But I drank the whole thing.
It's available during the holidays?
It's available during
not
the holidays.
Not just at the party?
Yep. Just not just
oh,
at the
man.
Party.
I need to get to Disney. We need to go. want one of those.
Right? Right? Okay. And another big thing is character meet and greets.
Oh, you love a good character meet and greet, Michaela.
I do love character meet and greets. And I want to help you save your time.
Oh, yes, please.
Because a lot of these characters you can see all the time.
Mm-hmm. And look at that. Clarabelle's even on the front of it.
I know. She's on the front of the map.
She's a superstar, that Clarabelle.
So the top ones that I would say to definitely consider would be, I'll go from the least to the most popular, the most that you should go see.
Okay.
The least one, I would say the princesses with their princes. We have Ariel and Eric, who are next to the Journey of the Little Mermaid ride. And then we have Rapunzel and Flynn Rider, Cinderella and Prince Charming, Tiana and Naveen, and Princess Elena of Avalor. They're all together at the Princess Fairytale Hall in Fantasyland. And then you have Snow White and her prince, Prince Charming, and Aurora and Prince Philip from Sleeping Beauty near the castle wall behind, or well, in front of Princess Fairytale Hall in Fantasyland.
Okay.
Those are good to see just because you don't see the princes often.
No, you
don't.
You
just see the princesses.
Right. It's nice that those guys are getting some recognition, I
guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just like seeing them sometimes.
Are they in their holiday outfits?
Well, another one that I was going to say would be Belle. She is in her Christmas outfit from the Enchanted Christmas movie. And she is near the Bonjour Village Gifts in Fantasyland. And then the next one I would say that you should go see would be Nick Wilde and Judy Hopps. You barely ever see them. They're going to be in Tomorrowland next to the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
That's Zootopia.
That is Zootopia.
I love that movie.
Yeah, so they're together there.
Aww. Yeah.
And you never get to see them
no.
in the parks.
Okay.
Ever, ever.
So that's a good one.
And then another one would be the Seven Dwarves. All seven of them.
No.
Yes, all seven of them are there at the Pete's Silly Sideshow in the Storybook Circus.
Oh, that's a big one.
Right?
You never get all seven together.
Right? So at the dining that I talked about in the past episode of our podcast, I went to that Storybook Dining.
Right.
And it was Snow White, the Evil Queen, and just Grumpy and just Dopey.
Right. Because they're normally the
most
popular.
Normally the most popular, but this one, all seven of them? Right?
That's awesome.
And the most popular, where you'll never see them anywhere else unless you fly to Disneyland, would be Jack Skellington as Sandy Claus with Sally. This is the most popular one and the one that you're barely ever see them.
Right.
And they're at a very new location because you usually see them next to the Liberty Square.
Right.
But since the line is so long and the weather is, you know, unpredictable, they're going to be at the Town Square Theater on Main Street where Tinkerbell usually meets.
Oh, okay. So right by that front gate.
Yes.
Okay. Where Mickey and Minnie are usually at.
Yes. So Mickey and Minnie are also there, but there's another line for
Jack
the
Skellington.
Tinkerbell, quote unquote, but it's going to be Sandy Claus.
Wow. That's exciting.
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
Are you able to get fast passes for these special events for
so,
meet and greets?
No, you are not. So once that 6 o'clock hits, there's no more fast passes available.
Got it.
For the characters, they're the longest to wait for. Jack Skellington could be about 2 hours.
Oof. All right.
I suggest if you really, really want to meet him, get to the party at 4 and start lining up about 6.
Okay.
Okay. So you can meet him by the time 7 rolls around.
Right.
Or 7:30. And then you have the whole
right.
party to
and
enjoy.
Do you know if they can line up early before 6 for you that can. Jack Skellington one?
I don't know about before 6. I just know they start lining up about 6 o'clock
okay.
for the more popular characters.
If you get there at 4 and you see a Disney cast member, ask them. It never hurts to ask. They may have a line starting somewhere else that they'll bring over at 6 o'clock.
Or they'll tell you the exact time they start
right.
lining up.
So, you know, or stalk that area, you know, like people do.
Yeah, me.
But yeah, the cast members, you ever have a question, they can always answer it
right.
for you. So.
And then the rides, they usually are the shortest waits. So,
right, because everybody's doing everything
right,
else.
Right, everyone's doing everything else. And the Seven Dwarfs Maya train is probably the most popular. That's
it's
about like
so
just
good.
A 30-minute wait.
Wow, that's
and
unheard
of. And I say just
of.
30 minutes because it's usually like 75 minutes.
Right. But it also depends on the night of the party, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some nights are more popular than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nights around the holidays, you know, time when kids have the time off or people are going to be traveling, those nights are be a little bit busier. But they do this for so many nights that, you know, go check it out, because I this one's my favorite, and I used to go every year, and I haven't been in a while. And
oh,
so
this might be your year.
Well, I mean, it's you know what? It is difficult because they don't really do them on a lot of Saturday nights. They're usually work nights or school nights that I like to call them. So it's hard for me to, you know, take a Tuesday, random Tuesday off in November or something and go do this and that kind of thing. And it gets out late, you know, and I, you know, me, I'm like, I want to be there until the very end and go check it out, you know, kind
of
thing.
Of course, because it's a small amount of time that they give you.
Right.
Well, I shouldn't say small. You could do a lot.
You can get a lot done, but I just love it so much, the Christmas stuff.
And another good tip to end it out is, so you could buy your tickets online or at the park entrance, but sometimes they say, oh, this is a sold out show. Well, if you go to your local Publix or convenience store where they sell park tickets, on the display there, they sometimes have it where you could use it on that night that's sold out.
Oh, wow.
So let's say you really wanted to go that Saturday day, but it's sold out. Yes, it's going to be more crowded, but it's the only day you can attend the party. Try to go to your local convenience store, like Publix, and check the display to see if they have it, because they do honor those.
Okay, good tip. Good tip. All right, and so we're going to get into our theme park tip of the week.
Yes, I'm actually pulling up.
It was a big week. Disney Plus announcing they've got more than 10 million subscribers in the first day or so of Disney Plus premiering. I know you and I were watching it. I really haven't. I just had it running in my office in the background. You watched Mandalorian. You've watched Lady and the Tramp.
Like, I didn't watch Lady and the Tramp yet. Not yet. But I've watched the Imagineering story, which I'm just about to get to that.
I want
to
watch that.
And this is why I'm talking about it for the theme park tip of the week. Because you might be saying, well, it's Disney Plus. It's a streaming service. That's not having to do with parks. But there are things on the streaming service that if you're at home and you still want the magic of the theme parks, you could still partake in that.
Okay. So tell us about
it. So they have the Disney Fairy Tale Weddings special.
Ooh, I love those.
Oh, those are so cute.
They're fun.
And it goes from coast to coast. It shows you stuff that's from Walt Disney World and Disneyland and the cruises.
Ooh, I bet you're doing your homework.
Oh, yes. And then they have the Disney Fairy Tale Weddings show on there. So check that out. And if you like the holiday seasons, they also have the Disney Fairy Tale Weddings holiday magic.
Of course they do.
Of course. And a lot of people always say, how does Disney do it? How do they change from Halloween to Christmas in like a night?
They have the transition.
They do. They have the decorating Disney holiday magic, which they show you what goes on one full night that they're changing the park around.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you need to get into the holiday spirit and you want to see some amazing work be done, this is it.
And I also saw on there they have like an Imagineering series
on
there.
Yes, they do. Yes. So I was about to say that. It's a brand new.
That's a segue, people.
Right? It's a brand new show that's just on Disney Plus. Has not shown anywhere else.
Okay.
It's called The Imagineering Story. I saw the first episode. It's a season.
Okay.
And, it's tearjerker.
Okay.
Because the first episode talks a lot about Disneyland and where Walt got his ideas for it. And the Imagineers that helped Walt.
Oh, that's cool.
And how the word or the name Imagineering came about.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh, wow. So that's so cool.
That's just the first episode. And it was so fun-filled.
I love that
so
behind the
unique.
Scenes stuff.
And me and my fiance were like crying by the end of it. It was very touching. So if you love the behind-the-scenes stuff about the parks, this is a really cool one to see.
Cool.
And another one, it brings you back to 1967. Narrated by the Walt Disney. It's called Disneyland Around the Seasons.
Oh.
And it's Walt Disney talking about Disneyland back in 1966.
Wow, that's really cool.
And it is 51 minutes long, and I need to watch it.
Worth every minute. Yeah, I'm going to put that on my list for this weekend.
Right?
For
so
sure.
If you are thinking Disney Plus doesn't have anything parks related, well, here, this is what I could find.
Right.
If you could find anything else, please email us and let me know, because I want to watch it.
ThemeParkandRec@gmail.com is our email address. All right, so we're going to wrap up. That was so much information.
A lot.
If you're going to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, a lot of great tips and ideas on what to check out first. The show is theme parks and rec, right?
Right.
So it's recreation. Anything that's recreation. Sitting on your couch and watching a streaming service. Recreation.
Or meeting Santa Claus at your local mall.
Right. All recreation. And speaking of recreation, I'm going on my first vacation of the year.
Dun, dun, dun. What is it?
I'm going on a cruise.
Yay!
Not a Disney cruise.
That's okay.
Because it got a little expensive. for one person, but I'm going by myself on a Norwegian cruise, and I will report back end of the month all by myself. If you're a single cruiser and you thought, you know, I've never done a cruise by myself before, and they actually have cabins for single cruisers, which I did not know. And they've been ranked like the best cruise line for single cruisers before.
Norwegian, I heard a lot of good things.
So that's the end of November. I'm going to go do that. And when I get back, the breakaway. Of Port Canaveral, and it goes to the Eastern Caribbean. So Tortola, St. Thomas, and then their private island. I think it's Stirrup Cay. I think that's what it is. But yeah, so I'm going to do that for a week. And I'll come back with a review of it. And so I'm kind of nervous, but I'm excited. And so, you know, as we do more things that are more recreation, we're going to broaden the scope.
Absolutely.
And if there's anything you want us to try locally or anywhere, like, let us know. You know, we're all about recreation. Now, I'm not about to go kayaking out in the river somewhere. That's just not
me. I could.
But you could. All right, Michaela, that's all you then. Not me.
But whatever you see around and we've missed, we would love to talk about it.
Let us know, because there's so much going on, especially in Central Florida. But if you're in another part of the country, let us know too. You know, we want to know what's happening all around. But our focus, just because we have so many theme parks in a very concentrated area, it's, you know, just lots of information.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, like I said, you can email us at themeparkandrec@gmail.com. Michaela, anything else you got?
Not this week, but I'm excited to hear what you have next week for Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens Christmas Town. Going to check that out over the weekend. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode. Catch you later.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.